Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to The Exchange. This is Cheryl Castile. My guests in the studio, I'm thrilled to have them here today because not only are they very talented musicians, but I love it when we can pull in family members. And today we have a father and daughter team here. In the studio, we have Mr. Harry Trahan and his daughter, the ever-talented Lisa Trahan. So welcome.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. It's wonderful. Well, Mr. Harry, I'm going to start off talking with you, if that's okay.
Okay.
I'm curious. You know, you have a lot of fans out there of your music. And I'm curious, when did music enter into your life? When, you know, were you a kid when you started remembering listening to music?
Yeah, about 5 years old.
You're about 5 years old. Where did you grow up, Harry?
Between Scott and Gigi's.
Okay, okay. And at five, were you hearing people play live? Did somebody in your family play?
I played the harmonica.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did somebody else in your family play harmonica?
No. Well, yeah, my uncle.
Okay. Was there music around your house when you were growing up?
Well, no, not really.
Yeah. But I'm curious what brought your attention to the harmonica.
Well, that's about the only thing I could afford then.
Okay. All right. So did you start playing harmonica at age five?
Yeah.
Wow. And how did you – I'm curious how you knew about the – did you know about the harmonica? Or?
Yeah. Two of my uncles would play.
Ah, okay. What kind of music were they
French
playing?
French music.
They were. Okay. So you started at a young age.
Oh, yeah.
And then what was the next instrument that you started playing?
The accordion.
And how old were you about then?
About 12.
About 12. You grew up speaking French?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How old when you started speaking English?
When I started school.
When you started school. Okay. Did you go through with the school you were at, Mr. Harry, where you were told not to speak French?
I went to Scott.
Okay.
Up until the fifth grade. Then we moved.
Okay.
And I went to Gigi's after that.
Okay.
Until I graduated.
But and when you started, like in kindergarten or the first grade is when you started
speaking
English?
No, there was no kindergarten then.
Okay, that's right. Well, that's true, yeah. That's right. So when you started first grade.
Yeah.
That's when you had to start speaking English.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody in your family at home, did they only speak French or was English also a language?
No, everybody talked French.
Okay. So, I mean, that's got to be kind of difficult when you're... You're that age, and you're used to, you know, one language being.
Yeah, it was difficult at first.
Yeah. Do you remember, Mr. Harry, how you started to learn to speak English?
Yeah, at school.
They would teach you in each class. And there, I'm assuming back then, there was probably quite a few of you who were French speakers in your class. Yeah. And at 12... Who got you the accordion?
Well, I bought it from Mr. Octave Clark.
Really? Now, how did you know him?
We lived neighbors.
Ah, okay. And I'm not sure of what the how old Mr. Octave was at when you were like about 12.
He was about 45, 50.
45 or 50. Okay, so you bought your first accordion from him.
Yeah.
And did he work with you on playing the accordion?
No.
Okay. How did you learn?
Myself.
Okay. Would you have songs that you would listen to and play to them, or you just would sit down and?
I don't remember.
Yeah. At that time, when you got your first accordion. Would anybody in your family take you out to places to hear music?
My daddy would take me to dances, the OST Club. And
what was the name of the club?
OST.
OST Club. And what town was that? What town was that
Rain.
That was in Rain.
No, Yeah, it rang.
Yeah, that was a dance hall club?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't that stand for Old Spanish Trail, OST?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Old Spanish Trail Club. Is that building still there?
No.
No. Okay. So you started going there when you were a young kid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember some of the people you saw playing back then?
Yeah.
Who would you see?
Lawrence Walker.
Oh, very nice.
I just wrote it.
Wow. And there's something that struck you about their music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How old were you the first time you got on a stage?
Oh, I guess I must have been about 15.
Really? Where was that at?
At the Jolly Rogers. That's in St. Martinville.
No, so it was called Jolly Rogers?
Yeah.
And was that like a dance hall kind of place?
Yeah.
And how about that building? Is that building still there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So how did that come about, that you got to go play there at 15?
Oh, well, we was me and Bessel Dion and Ravis Dion and Pee Wee Morceau.
Ah.
It was four of us.
Yeah. And you guys were getting together off and on and playing?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how did it get to be that you got to go play at that club? Did you guys go ask if you could go play or somebody?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
And was it an afternoon dance or an evening?
Evening.
Yeah. How do you remember how long?
Oh, 4 hours.
4 hours. Yeah, that's a gig. I mean, compared to how many? Well, today, though, a lot of times you play 4 hours. Right, Lisa?
Two to three hours in the restaurants, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
4 hours,
yeah,
if you're going to play a dance.
Yeah.
But that's all they did back then,
that's
was dances.
Right. Yeah, that was a gig. Did any of that get to be regular for you, where you got at that age? Did you guys, the four of you, start going to play?
Oh, well, we didn't play often enough.
Yeah. Did you get paid?
Yeah.
that had to be kind of a thrill,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Get to go play music. And now you were playing the accordion in the band?
Uh-huh.
And what was Bessel playing?
Guitar.
He was on guitar. Okay.
Yeah. No. His brother, his cousin played the guitar. He played the fiddle.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Okay. And then the fourth, did you have a drummer?
Drummer.
Or a bass? Okay. So you didn't have a bass player?
No.
Back then. Okay. Well, good thing you have a daughter who plays bass, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then your brother, for people that don't know, because I didn't know until your daughter told me recently, that Willie T is your brother.
Right.
And did he start playing music as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did he get playing his instrument?
He played a little bit on the accordion.
Okay.
And guitar.
Okay.
And then he got to, in high school, he got to play the saxophone.
Like in a high school band, he learned that. Ah, because that's what most people know him for today, mm-hmm. is that instrument.
Yeah.
So what's the age difference between you and Willie T?
About 5 years.
Well, he's younger?
He is.
Yeah, he's younger than you. Mm-hmm. So
I'm the oldest and he's the youngest.
Okay. Would he go out and play with you at times? When you guys, when you were a kid?
During the time that happened, I was playing in Port Austin.
Okay.
And he lived over here in Lafayette.
Sure. So you traveled to Port Arthur to play?
Yeah.
At 15.
Oh, but I didn't travel over there. I lived on
Oh,
there.
You lived over there. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Where I was born.
Oh, you were born in Port Arthur. Oh, very nice. So how old were you, Lisa, when you... I mean, did you grow up in Port Arthur?
Oh, no. We moved back when I was 6 months old.
Oh, okay.
He quit playing dances after I was born because my mom put a stop to the dances after I was born.
Which was kind of – but that was common.
Yeah.
That was common in a lot of families. So you were you in your 20s when Lisa was born?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And prior to prior to her being born, Mr. Harry – so after 15, so you're playing the clubs when you're 15. Did that continue where you got to play more and more at clubs?
Not after we moved back, no. I started working in our field.
Okay.
Working 7 days a week.
Yeah.
I had to quit playing music.
Yeah, that doesn't leave a lot of time,
no.
Does it? Yeah. So, you know, what I'm trying to think about, because, you know, I remember hearing about you not, I don't know how many years ago, but it was almost like a comeback for, is that, would that be?
Well, he skipped a whole bunch of years where he played four nights a week in Texas, four-hour dances.
Ah, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So that's when he was playing the most.
And that was that in your early 20s or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And earlier.
So, I mean, that's where you got good, mm-hmm. playing all those dances, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you remember about that time? What do you have some really good memories of those dance halls when you were playing?
Yeah. The 73 hall, the 73 club.
That was in Port Arthur area?
73 Club was in Winnie.
Oh, and okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
73 Hall was in Baytown.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, so you're over in, yeah,
and,
by the Texas area.
B.O. Sparkle Club, that was in Bridge City.
What was the name of the club?
B.O. Sparkle Club.
Wow, okay.
They had two, three others, but...
The Rodare Club,
Dan? Yeah, Rodare.
Rodare Blue Jean Club, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Blue Jean Club.
But what, I mean, what a great time back then for the dance hall music, huh?
One story he told me was there was a club where he and the other musicians actually lived in the club.
Yeah.
Really?
That's when I first moved over there.
So they not only gave you a job, they gave you a place to live. What,
yep.
What came first? Were you living there first, or you got the job to play music first?
Oh,
both. Well, that, okay, sorry, folks, that's the fire alarm thing's going off, so we think it's just a test. So we'll keep talking here. Yeah, they'll move us out if not. Yeah, okay, we're going to stay. We're good. We're going to stay. So this is live radio, and we're having a fire drill. So, but, Mr. Harry, when you're living at the hang on one sec. I think we're going to go. Should we keep going, Cecil?
I was just suggesting we can play some music while this goes on.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's a good idea.
Let's play. We're going to go. You brought in the CD, Harry Trahan, A La Maison. Let's kick that one off, Cecil.
Jolie petite fille, fleurs que j'aime autant. Tu n'es pas la fée comme j'aime votre idée, la belle.
That was Mr. Harry Trahan. And if you just joined us, we did have to leave for a period of time for we got our fire drill skills all back and up and running. So sorry about that, folks. We had a this is live radio, and we had a bit of a fire going on. No, we didn't have a fire. I'm kidding. We just had a drill. So if you just join us, my guests in the studio today are who you were just listening to. It's a father and daughter day today. We have Mr. Harry Trahan and his daughter, Lisa Trahan. So, Lisa, that's a good experience for you to put down in your book for today.
We set the place on fire.
That's what you're saying. Mr. Harry and Lisa set the place on fire. Well, listen, why don't... Because I really wanted to hear you play live. And in case something happens again, maybe would you two mind playing a song for us?
You want to do J'ai perdu mon idée?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This is Harry and Lisa Tron.
Pour un petit moment, dès que tu m'as quitté, c'était la plus belle journée. Oh, moi, je peux pas voir le jour et le soir, mais dès que tu m'as quitté, j'ai perdu mon idée. C'est malheureux, si t'es comme ça, moi, je peux pas. Vive sans toi, on ne peut pas voir le jour et le soir. Mais dès que tu m'as quitté, j'ai perdu mon idée. C'était la plus belle journée. Oh, moi, je peux pas voir le jour et le soir. Mais dès que tu m'as quitté, j'ai perdu mon idée. C'est malheureux. Si c'est comme ça, oh, je peux pas vivre sans toi. Moi, je peux pas voir le jour et le soir, mais avec du paquité, et pas du mon idée.
Can stop these two. If you're just joining us, my guests in the studio are Harry and Lisa Trahan here on KRVS 88.7 FM or on the web at krvs.org. Mr. Harry, who caught your ear when you were learning how to play? Who were some of your influences? Who did you like to listen to?
Doc Clark, Lawrence Walker.
And Lawrence Walker, yeah.
Alice Roger.
Yeah.
Ari Lejeune. Nate Dapshire.
Yeah. Very nice. Boy, it's got to be a treat for you to have your daughter playing music, too,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you, Lisa, when you started playing whatever the first instrument was?
It was guitar. I was
it
about
was.
15.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Started taking guitar lessons in high school, rock
yeah.
and roll.
Yeah.
And then I'd get home and, you know, he played a lot in the house.
Yeah. So even though, even though you weren't playing out in clubs anymore, you still played around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Parties, get-togethers, you know.
So you remember that from even being a young child
oh, yeah.
having music
yeah.
in the house.
Oh, yeah. That was my first memory was of him playing the accordion.
Yeah. Did you speak French when you were a child?
No.
Yeah.
No, that was not cool when I was a kid.
That's right. Yeah, and it is now.
It's cool again.
No, yeah. It is, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So guitar was the first instrument. You were
mm-hmm.
a rock and roll chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's interesting is your daughter, Renee, she's kind of a rock and roll chick,
yeah.
isn't she?
Yeah.
So there's another generation. You've got your granddaughter playing music. That has to be a fun thing to see.
Oh, she's talented.
Yeah. So you start playing guitar. When did French mm-hmm. music enter your life in terms of you playing French music? Because I do want to mention, mm-hmm. For those of you who aren't familiar with Lisa, although a lot of people are, Lisa plays multi-instruments but is in the band the Magnolia Sisters, is how a lot of people mm-hmm. know you, but also you have your own band, too,
yeah.
that you get out and play. And then you've been having your daughter Renee kind of play during the breaks.
Yep.
Yeah. So when did French music enter into your life? Were you playing as a musician?
After college, I moved
yeah.
to New Orleans.
Ah.
And I had been playing around, you know, home with him. And when I moved to New Orleans, sort of got homesick. And I lived there for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And toward the end, you know, I just wanted to go hear Filet at the Maple Leaf.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I was like, what am I doing in New Orleans? I should go home. And so, but while I was in New Orleans, I picked up a bunch of albums that Mom and Dad had
yeah.
lying around the house
yeah.
and started really listening to the old stuff. And that's when I realized who his influences were. And so when I got back home, just started little jams here.
Yeah.
Adrian Huval and I would go to Mark
Sarwar. On guitar
or on? On guitar.
On guitar.
On guitar,
okay.
yeah, for a few years.
Okay.
And then the Magnolia Sisters needed a guitar player to substitute for Christine. Christine was in the band then.
Sure, okay.
And so they asked me to play guitar. And then Christine came back and they said, well, let's you stay in the band and play the bass. And I had never picked up the bass, so it was on the job training.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, oh, okay, I'll try the bass.
Yeah, you've got a good ear though too.
But, so yeah.
So when did accordion come in for you?
About 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
You and your dad, would he sit down and show you a few things?
No. No, he didn't learn that way. He says, how in the world could somebody teach accordion?
He yeah, said. That's right. That's right. Yeah. So did you just pick it up and start practicing on your own, or did you take lessons in accordion?
I actually went to Augusta with the Magnolia
Sisters.
As an
instructor?
Or
performer?
I think I was just a performer that year,
okay.
and I sat in on John Vidrine's 101 accordion,
yeah.
and that sort of got me started, and they had some videos, and then once, you know, I at least got an idea of how it worked,
sure.
then I started listening to records, and oh, I did sit down with some accordion instructors.
Got
too.
It.
I went to some of Steve Riley's classes, and I had some classes with Jason Babineau.
Ah, okay.
And a couple of little lessons with Horace.
Yeah.
So.
Your dad's ready to play another song.
Yeah.
Mr. Harry, you're ready to go. Let's
I can hear my guitar.
Yeah, there you go. Poor Lisa, she had to go through a fire drill and she had some technical difficulties. What do we want to hear? What are we going to play next?
Marie.
All right.
Well, that's the Marie One Step. I actually recorded this with the Magnolia Sisters, and then Daddy heard it, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's old Nancy. It's the same tune that Mr. Leroy Broussard had done.
And what was it called then when Mr. Broussard did it?
Nancy.
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 Yeah, okay.
So he says, okay. So we kind of started doing that together, but yeah. I recorded this one with the Mags.
Very nice. Okay. Marie. Lisa Trahan, Mr. Harry on accordion, Lisa on guitar. The two of you have a great music chemistry going there.
Oh,
you feel that? My guess is it's fun watching. It's fun watching the interaction between the two of you. You know that you probably aren't even aware of.
No,
you know that you've been playing together, you know, for so long. But it's fun watching that happen. Very nice. So, when did for you singing in French? So speaking in French, did you start taking lessons? How did your French language come along for you?
Mostly through the songs, because they
yeah.
didn't speak English. I mean, they didn't speak French to me growing up.
Yeah,
and so I learned it a lot through the songs.
It's interesting how many, you know, a number of people that I have talked with have learned or began to learn the French language from the lyrics that are contained within an album or within the CDs now. You know that's how people started to learn the language. Yeah, exactly.
But then I took some lessons too, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, now you've got a different accordion out there, Mr. Harry. We're going to switch styles a little bit,
yeah.
Huh?
Is that a cool style?
All right. So you've got a triple row there?
Yeah.
So when did you start playing the triple row accordion?
When I quit playing music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you stopped playing out in the clubs, you picked
yeah.
up a triple roll? Yeah. So what made you want to get that accordion?
Well, my daddy was in love with Cliff Richard's
okay.
Playing, and so...
So you thought, man, I'm going to learn how
to learn.
Yeah, very nice. So this can be a tribute to your dad. All right. So what do you want to play on that accordion?
Fannie Mae.
All right. This is Fannie Mae, Mr. Harry Trahan. Thank you.
Oh, I want somebody to tell me what's wrong with me. Oh, I want somebody to tell me what's wrong with me. Oh, I ain't in trouble, I don't want me misery. Danny, baby, baby, won't you please come? Fanny Mae, Fanny Mae, baby, won't you please come home? Oh, I ain't in trouble, I know I'm in misery.
Fannie Mae, that was Mr. Harry Tran on accordion, Lisa Trahan on guitar. Lisa, what have you learned from your dad over the years? Music.
What have I learned from him?
Yeah.
Well,
what have you learned from just...
he taught me how to play the guitar pretty much. The he would call out the chords to me whenever when he would say, get your guitar. I didn't know how to play French music.
Ah, okay.
You know, so he would just scream out. Now they have the number system. I'm
sure.
Still trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
now.
The 5-4, yeah, all that stuff.
Back then it was G, D,
F. That's right. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I learned.
Yeah. When your dad started playing again, was it the two of you that – would you go out and play with him when he – you know, you kind of started seeing him on the scene around you. You started hearing his name. And
Yeah. I was pretty much always there to play guitar with him.
Yeah. Do you two have anything coming up together in the near future?
Well, he plays every first Sunday of the month at McGee's.
Ah, okay. So the first Sunday of each month you're at McGee's. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think
that's good. That's a regular.
Thing.
That's where people can go see you play.
That's right.
Very
that's
nice.
Right.
Who plays with you when you're out at McGee's?
Lisa.
So it's mm-hmm. the two of you do a duo.
Yeah,
oh,
and
very cool.
Henry Hample usually plays fiddle with
us. Oh, and now that's a musician.
Yep.
Henry
yeah.
is. Very nice. You look like you're ready to play another one.
Oh yeah.
You want? Okay. All right. Well, let's play another one. You're ready to go. What you have next on your list there?
Lafayette Waltz.
All right.
Thank you.
parler à Lafayette. Moi, je m'en vais à Lafayette. Moi, je m'en vais à Lafayette. Mais c'est pour changer mon nom. Oh, yeah, yeah, ça me fait du mal de chalonner. Allez à Lafayette, j'en allez à Lafayette, c'est pour changer mon nom. Oh, allez à Lafayette, c'est pour changer mon nom. Oh, c'est malheureux. Hey, tu m'as fait brailler. Tu m'as quitté pour t'en aller à Lafayette. Pour t'en aller à la paillette, tout seul.
Waltz live in the studio with Harry Trahan and Lisa Trahan. Very nice. How many years have you had that accordion, Mr. Harry?
About 40 years.
So, and that's it's a Corona, huh? It's a Hohner Corona. Uh-huh. Okay, got it. Very nice. I like the looks of that accordion. That's a beautiful accordion. Yeah. So
it had a different grill on it. It used to have a chrome grill.
Oh, it did.
And his cousin, Paul Guidry, made accordions.
Ah.
And I decided to surprise him one year because the couple of reeds were broken.
Yeah.
I took it to his cousin to have it refurbished.
Very nice.
But he decided to put this whole new grill
on it. On it, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I like it.
It's got his name on it.
Yeah. with Renee, with your granddaughter. Mm. Now, has she played with you at all, Mr. Harry?
Sometimes.
Sometimes she has, yeah. And how about you and her together, Lisa?
Really?
Yeah,
not
she's kind
yet.
Of doing her own thing.
She's doing her own thing. She's writing some originals, and she, you know, she'll retune the guitar and play Joni Mitchell and, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff that I don't do.
We'll have to do a mother-daughter show.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be an interesting thing. Renee, she's a cool young lady. I've enjoyed where she has come in her life, you know?
And she's majoring in guitar at Lafayette High.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Ah, that's good to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You with the Magnolia Sisters, mm-hmm. you're going to be playing. We have Festival of Cotty Ann's coming up not too far away in a few weeks. You're going to be playing there with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first time you played Festival of Cotty Ann's?
It would have been with the Magnolia Sisters.
That had to be fun. I mean, the first time you played that festival, huh?
I think I first played it with Dad Pat's Heritage Stage.
Yeah.
And then I have this memory. I don't know if it's the first time I played with the Magnolia Sisters, but I have a memory of being big and pregnant, like 8 months pregnant with the bass kind of like resting on top of my stomach with the Magnolia Sisters.
Yeah.
So
was it hot out?
It wasn't too bad.
Oh, that's
good.
It wasn't
too bad. But, yeah. So
very nice. Yeah, that's always, you know, I always hear different musicians talk about when, like, the first time they played Festival Cariñas, for example, Festival Cariñas mm-hmm. Creole, that that's a been a really neat experience for them to be a yeah. part of that. Do you listen to any of the young players today, Mr. Harry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who do you like to hear?
Oh, a bunch of them.
Anybody in particular that?
Savo Wilson, Savo.
Yeah, that's a talent, huh?
Steve Riley.
Okay.
And Simo.
Ah, Drew Simo.
Drew Simo.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, very nice. It's
and, a bunch of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of all the names. You know.
That's got to be nice for you, though, to see some, you know, younger oh, yeah. folks carrying that on, you know, mm-hmm. continuing to play the music. Very good. You want to play another one for us? Might have time yeah. for one more, and we might go out on a recorded song. I know you've got a whole list there. Is this Zydeco Shoes we're going to
yeah.
listen to? All right. Harry Trahan and Lisa Trahan.
Yeah, I'm all dressed up and ready to go. Every time the band plays, I don't look out ego. My dancing partner, I'm not gonna shoot. My Zydeco shoes got the Zydeco blue. And ready to go. Every time the band plays, I'm on a Zydeco. I'm gonna fool around and drink that blue. My Zydeco shoes, it's got the Zydeco blue.
Dad's name?
Raul.
Raul. And did you, when you were younger or, you know, through your years, did you have a chance to go and see Clifton play?
No.
You didn't? Okay.
I just heard his music.
You just heard his music, yeah.
Daddy, you never heard him at Jay's in Kankton?
No.
No. That was Queen Ida.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to see Queen Ida. Yeah, that's a talented woman, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fun to see when she plays. You know, Lisa. You know, it's fun to watch. Like I said, a father and a daughter. I mean, and a father and son too. But it's fun to watch the two of you be able to create, you know, something
yeah.
together. Do you do this weekly, you and your dad, or does life get in the way?
Life gets in the way.
Yeah.
yeah. But, you know, I play at McGee's pretty often.
Yeah.
I don't have a schedule like him. But
sure.
And when I play, he sits in. He'll come to the gigs, and he camps out across the levee.
Yeah. Across the levee. Oh, Lord,
it's
that's
so
good.
Yeah.
yeah, very nice.
I do want to mention one thing. You're talking about how I was influenced by music.
Yeah.
And I can't forget my mom.
Yeah.
Because she used to listen to records all the time.
Yeah. And who was she listening to, Lisa?
You know, she used to make us laugh because she's married to an accordion player. But she'd always say, oh, I'm married to an accordion player, but I love the fiddle.
I love the fiddle.
And there were a lot of nights we had on Dennis McGee, Dewey Balfa, you know, the la-la music. She loved all of it. And she'd go to Church Point. There was a record store in Church Point. And every time there'd be a new record come out, she'd buy it. So I have a nice album collection.
Because of her.
Because of her.
How nice.
Yeah, yeah. Now, she couldn't sing. She couldn't play. She could tell Daddy when he hit a wrong note.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, she had a good ear.
Yeah, she had a good ear for that.
Yeah, very nice.
But yeah.
Yeah, so you got that influence from both of them.
They both love music, yeah. She loved to dance.
Yeah, oh,
she
very
was a dancer.
Nice. Do you play fiddle?
No.
I thought I had remembered seeing you play fiddle before.
No. I mean, I've tried. I've taken lessons before, but no, it didn't. I couldn't stand to hear myself practice.
Yeah, there you go. Well, listen, we're running short on time. I'm sorry that we got short on time because of the things that happened earlier, but it's been fun. You've got your other accordion back in your hand. You want to take us out on a song?
Chapitre.
All right. So everybody, have a good week. Next week, Chef Pat Moore, Harry and Lisa Trump.
Porque mon power, chapitre.